The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Connecting with your present moment experience. First, through your posture. Coming into your body. And also through relaxation. Consciously relaxing your body, particularly in places where you may tend to hold tension. Just scanning through areas of your body and seeing if you can soften, relax. Those areas. And as you consciously relax and soften your body, just from time to time, notice how this process affects your mind. Whether the process of relaxing your body has an impact on your mind. You can take your time with this relaxation process. And if it's helpful, you might want to take a couple of deeper breaths to support this relaxation. Connecting to the relaxing aspect of the out-breath. As the body relaxes, it supports relaxation of the mind. And it is easier to meditate when the mind is relaxed. More and more, I find it helpful to take time to set up this container of relaxation in the meditation and exploring this process of relaxation as a part of the meditation. Staying connected to the present moment through this process of noticing where there might be tension and relaxing and softening that tension. Having consciously relax the body. It can sometimes be helpful to, in addition, request the body to relax, not as an active doing, but of simply dropping this request to relax into the mind and body and see what happens. May the body relax and just settle back and see how the mind and body respond to that request. May the body relax. May the body relax. May the mind relax. For the next half hour or so, there's nowhere to go, no one to be, and very little to do. So see if you can let go of the tendency of the mind to move back to the past or forward into the future in thoughts and reactions. And even in thinking about the present moment, just allowing the mind and body to come together in this moment. With relaxation. And from this place of as much relaxation as you have access to in this moment, allow yourself to become aware of the fact that your body is breathing. Allowing as much as possible the mind and body to stay relaxed as it notices that breathing is happening. In a sense, seeing if you can allow the experience of breathing to come to you, rather than having your attention go out looking for the breathing, settle back. And almost see if you can just notice the breathing without directly looking at it. allowing the attention to be soft and relaxed. And staying connected to the experience of breathing. When you're breathing in, know that you're breathing in. When you're breathing out, know that you're breathing out. There's no need to try to force or hold the attention tightly to the breathing. Very light. Attention is sufficient. Just staying connected and knowing that the breathing is happening. Allow the attention to be broad and soft. Rather than attempting to narrow down the attention to pay attention to the breathing, see if you can let the experience of breathing get as big as it wants to. Allow the experience of breathing to fill your body, fill your awareness. With a very relaxed focus, staying with the breathing. Your mind will wander. When you notice that you're waking up in the midst of a thought, or an image, or a conversation, take a moment to acknowledge what you are waking up into. Take a moment to acknowledge that your awareness has returned, and it has returned paying attention to thinking, imagining, whatever it is. And then check in and see, how has that wandering thinking process impacted your experience? Is there tension that has been created in that process? If so, see if you can relax the tension and invite the experience of breathing to come back into the field of awareness. It is also possible when you notice that your mind has been wandering. That the impact it has will actually be one of more relaxation. That when you wake up, you'll actually be more settled. We often miss this possibility because we're quickly judging ourselves for the wandering mind. So open yourself to whatever experience is present when the mind returns. If it's an experience of relaxation, allow that relaxation to support the mindfulness. And again, invite the breathing to come back into the field of attention.